As someone who works with geographic information systems for the UW-Madison, Karen Turk says she never had a job she could easily describe to her mother.
Simplistically, it's a way to make maps, but it's a lot more than that.
The most familiar type of geographic information system is Google Maps, or a vehicle navigation device. However, Turk says that's just the tip of the iceberg. For instance, in the Dane County city of Sun Prairie, GIS coordinator Andrew Swartz says this high-tech mapping is used for street locations, to analyze crime patterns, and take care of trees.
We have 860 different map layers in our system and counting, and trees are just one of those layers. And within that data layer of trees, we have many, many different data fields on the trees. So the size of the tree, the species of the tree in both Latin and common names, the condition of the tree when it was last visited, et cetera, et cetera.
Geographic Information Systems, or GIS, provides all the information of an ordinary map, but adds the element of time. Despite all its capabilities, UW's Turk says paper maps are here to stay.
I mean, people just love maps, opening paper maps and finding where they are on that map, and I don't think they'll ever go away completely.
Examples of GIS will be on exhibit at the UW-Madison campus most of the day Friday. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.